Evening, all of you. So, connection with the Ascended Masters, and we have El Mariah tonight. But just before we start with that, let me start with a few words. Life's most valuable and purest treasures. Treasures come in so many ways. The sun that lights the cloudy days. A rainbow from a summer shower. A rose that blooms within an hour. Yes, treasures come in so many ways. A baby staring, wondering gaze. A dolphin's dance on ocean waves. Yes, treasures come in so many ways. The heart beats of two souls in love. A beautiful white and peaceful dove. Yes, treasures come in so many ways. A sky full of snowflakes, a rarest form, a cup of cocoa to keep us warm. Yes, treasures come in so many ways. A house full of family on holidays. For these treasures, we should give God or the universe praise. Yes, treasures come in so many ways. I could keep on counting for days and days. As treasures come in so many ways. Give me one moment, see if I can get Alexa to play. Alexa, play.
Moving your stream from Amazon Music.
Alexa, stop. I'm pushed down as I do the drawing, but let me draw and then I'll show you it afterwards.
It'd be so nice if you didn't have to feel so lonely. It'd be so nice if I could sneak in for a moment. I know you like to get away, go away, far away. Race that is just us two. Got a busy day, every day, but not today. Need to take a rest from you and just chill. Clear your head, let me do everything that you think deserve it. Get your meals, make your bed. Thank you for so worth it. I just want us to go. Would you like to sail away in the Bahamas? Just you and me. So far out in the sea where nobody can find us. Towards the end of the world. There is no rush for you to come back and face the rain. Cause there is plenty sunshine where I'm taking you. And I'm here to reduce the pain. I know you like to get away, go away, far away, to a place where it's just us two. Got a busy day, every day, but not today. Cause I'm here to take this rest from you. So you can just chill, clear your head, you can do everything that you think deserve it. Pay your bills, make your bed. So worth it, I just want us to know. I just want us to know. Releasing all your tension, I couldn't have better time. My job is to keep my baby smiling, so you can just chill, get your head, and let me do everything. You must deserve it. Prepare your meals, make your bed. Well, it just was racist, because you are so worth it. I just want us to
just go, go, go. I just want us to go. There we have him. I've got that clear enough there. Can you see him clear enough there? Thank you. Right, thank you. So, Al, come on. What's he known for? He's known for Awakening Presence. He believe he tries to let you know that the universe is with it. That the universe is with him. Or with you. He brings protection and love. El Moriah is a spiritual name that was given to protect the identity of Ranbir Singh, a spiritual aware man. Born into a powerful family that ruled Kashmir, has a region in the Indian subcontinent. That was in the 12th century. It's said that he interceded both spiritually and physically to stop the British invasion of the region in 1845. The wise soul is now able to help us remove any energy from our life that is not serving our connection. He's a wonderful guide to call on if we are sort of unsure of something, whether it's real or not. He helps awaken our I Am presence, which is our truest connection to our soul and to the universe itself. So let's try and bring him through. Or not, let's try. He's with me, so he found me anyway. So, good evening, everyone. El Mariah. It's a pleasure to be here this evening for you all. So what the medium has read out is fully correct so far. I'm El Mariah, and I'm here for you all this evening. Spiritual protection is where I want to start. It's important all of the time, but for some, far more important at this time. Some of you don't seem to be remembering this and calling all the extra energies that you learned about, have been given to your soul to know about, to reinforce them so they can be used always to protect you from those energies that wish to interfere. So there is a big reminder to starseeds, energy workers of the universe and of Earth, to use your spiritual protection that is available to you. Ensure that you are cleansing your energy, whether that be in your waterfall in the bathroom, your shower, that's what it's called, and your bath. Your energy needs cleansing before protecting. Sometimes you are harsh with yourselves, then your energy needs cleansing in order to continue. Some of you will be in a bit of a rivet or a rut at the moment. Have a think, look at a higher perspective. Your protection is there. Are you locking in the negative energy around yourselves? Clear the energy. Reside back with your heart. Once cleansed, re-protect. It is something that's not told very often to you, which is why I'm here to tell you, just remove that protection you've already put up. Cleanse your energy and reapply the protection so that you're at a fresh start, ready to begin. Don't lose that connection that is within. It's easy to do so when you get a little lost. So there you can start again, and it's no loss at all. With every ending and re-cleansing, it is a new start, a new beginning that picks up as in like a new chapter from before. One doorway may close, which you're closing by cleansing your energy, and another is open before you for you to adore. I always work closely with the angels as they worked with me. I know some of you do that just like me and just like me. Remember to call on the angels for a start. Don't name them. Let them arrive, whichever is needed, for your heart, for your soul and your way forward. If you call in just one energy of angels, it doesn't work for all before you. You may not end up with the right one. So I arrive this evening with all of the angels to come to you, whichever is needed. There could be one favorite, which could be Michael for protection, but don't rely on him for everything and every situation. If you're unsure, you don't need a name. Just call them in. Angels, archangels, cherubs. They're not all the same, but the right one can come when you speak aloud. It is best to do this, for the angels are very proud. They like to hear, not just in their mind. Think if you're rescuing a spirit, you don't do it quietly to be kind. You call out loud, so why not do this for you? I thought you would already have knew. Perhaps you did, and you need a reminder. That's why I'm here, to provide that reminder. So El Mariah, with you tonight. So he's broken me away. I just give what I've got. The universe is with you. 'Tis listening closely for the deep scars that wound us. It is in pain. If you're in pain, then he wants to help you. Step back then if you want to mix and read what I've got. He's wanting to connect with you in meditation first, then he wants to come through channeled again. So he's doing it his way. Because you're likely to pick up some of what he's going to give you next, and he wants you to get the trust in your heart before he speaks out. So he's wanting to get to connection with each of you first. So if you want to close your eyes, let him in close. He'll come by you with the angels, his promise. You see, he wants you to ask a question when he comes close. It'll be one that you want to know. You may want to, well, you will all want to know, near enough all the time. You want to understand where you are, where you're at now, and where you're going. So, close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and bring him in close. Bring him in close, allow him close. Let the angels come close to what you need with your protection. And ask to understand where you are now. He says he'll be back with you in a moment. So he's making it different this way. It looks like you're connecting to him twice. So he's come with you with the angels, which is first of all. Now he wishes to know, for you to know. Hopefully you understand a little better where you are and where you're going to make the world better. You've firmed up your divine connection, which is what I'm for, to give your dreams direction. Detach from drama. That's what I'm here to say. It's what I'm often here to do, because you need to get rid of that this way. Drama of people, of places and people that cause you distress. I just generally don't like to let you rest. You don't work from the heart when you have drama around. So let it go. Let your heart be found. See, emotions, yes, they come from the heart, you know. But when they get commotion and drama, who knows? You go funny off in your mind and don't seem to be quite so kind. Bring the kindness back into your heart. Emotions are there, yes, but don't get lost and confused by the direction they may lead you when you know in your heart those emotions can bleed you. Let the energies refresh tonight. So drama from people, places, and emotions, they no longer serve you. So strip them away. Don't let them ever let you get carried away in the emotions and the drama of others. You're there to fix those with your connection above. This is what I'm here to remind you of. As you have the connection of divine love. Remember this well, to help you understand where you've been and where you're going, and that it's going so well. Remember that within you, there is a mighty light. Use that mighty light. We've just made it awfully and ever so bright. We've cleared away all the grey and the black. So you're there with the light. It fills a heart with love and gives it back. So use it all, use it ever so wisely. How wisely? It's sharing it with everyone. Share love and light wherever you go and wherever someone needs some. Allow that light to shine through your being. It's entirely there for all to be seeing. You can call in me, El Moriah, and the angels to surround you in light. Light at all levels for whenever you need that little boost, that buzz back in the heart. To rise you and boost not only yourself, but those around, even those strangers you might bump into in town. The ones that need it to sit by a curb. Those that are rushing around being absurd, that might abuse and insult others around. There's no point returning it with the way that you've been found. That they've given it to you, no, return it with love. Don't make matters worse. Let your emotions rise above. You've already got the connection above that you need when it comes to your heart. So when someone insults, send love from the heart. If it is mean, do you think, I'm glad I'm not like you? But really, really, you're sending them love so they can grow too. We've all been there, had a bad day. Perhaps it's just that, or perhaps they're stuck in their way. Or whatever, you can't change them. And abusing them back won't do you or them any more to cause further attack. Sending them love stops it in the tracks, and you never know, that may give a change. By not using any words, isn't that bright all the same? Just like when you give guidance to others, sending them love and not attacking back. Smile at them, offer love, offer them warmth back. Like attracts like, and you're going to change them for better. It'll make you feel good and rise you even better. So remember this, it's not hard to do. As long as you smile, it grows a warm heart inside of you. And know that the light keeps you safe at all levels. I believe you have a saying somewhere on earth to do with sticks and stones. Yes, they can hurt your bones. They cannot hurt your spirit at all. So let those through. Stones and sticks You're not made after glass at all. Your spirit lives on and on inside. Just offer them warmth. Don't throw sticks and stones back. What good will it do? Cause you to waste some energy, cause them some further pain when they're hurting already. So that's more of what I do. Now here's another, you see. I help you face fears to bring ecstasy. Then you face your fears, then you can see the truth. That's where your strength lies and your connection. Your connection not to me, but the universe itself, that life force energy that beats within your heart and the other energies. The Kundalini, the prana, the life force inside. It's what I was talking about when I said, don't let love hide. Give it to all, whoever you meet. And put a smile on your face. Leading down to your feet, from down to the feet and up to your head. Love all around you. That's all you need, especially before bed. Makes you feel good, and you can wake up with a smile. Knowing your connections is higher than a mile. Keep going, you're doing well. I'm only here to remind. That's what I told you, and that's what I'm doing inside. So I hope it helps me sharing the truth, bringing clearing and protection all around you all. You see, the more areas of illusion that you shed from around you, the greater you'll ascend. And I thought you knew. And you do, you see, which is why I'm reminding you. That's all you need to hear. You're doing well, all of you. It's just a process that we sometimes forget. We put on a mask, which brings deception to our head. As many over lifetimes, that's what we need to remember to remove. Be proud of yourself. You've done it again. You're connected rather brightly to the energies above. So I am very proud and I'm sending you my love. It doesn't mean it's over. I've not finished talking yet. I like to talk. I bet you never guessed. You see, where was I? We were talking about moving deceptions and masks. You see, if we can slowly peel away the layers we build around us, we let more light in, and it's easier to find us. To let the light in, peel back the onion layers. Onions are just like us. You might think that's weird, but onions can be strong, and those ones are feared. They can also be sweet and taste rather good. So they're full of light and love, just like you. And if you imagine the fearing, that's the angels and love that are around you, keeping you safe. Safe from down here as well as above. To peel back the layers and let layers reform. Put layers of love instead of criticism and abuse and whatever the mind might try to give. Let it all come from the heart that's connected, and it's a gift. So yes, I'm still talking and there's a little bit more to say. I know what I've given you could make you vulnerable, but it's a process to stay. It's advised that you surround yourself with a cloak of protection when you shed the layers for your own protection. You see, do that and you won't let the mind run away. You'll gain more inner power, which is what you want every day. Allow the inner power to rise you further than you thought, further than you can dream of, as your mind can't comprehend the energies above. It only comprehends the energies down here on Earth. You want to go above that, and you will. You already are. But go even higher. Reach higher than that furthest star. You can do it. Somewhere from up there. To reach highly. Bring love to the air. You see, when the process is complete within, you'll find your own pure light and your divine within. That divine truth will protect not only you, it'll radiate to everyone, even those you did not know. Do you realize when the light is all around, nothing can stick to you, for you can't be found? Not down here on earth with the energies so grounded. You're floating above, just like the angels who just found it. So fly high, look down from the sky as they would on you, look down on the rest of the earth. Being above, that's where you were, a lot of you before you came back. Remember this, try to stand back. Look at things with a greater picture. It'll give you more clarity, which might sound the opposite of what you'd think. But when you're too close, sometimes all you can see is the sting. When you're higher, you might be further back. You can see clearer, because more is in your vision. Stop and stop. And you can deal with everything with love. Yes, I'm not telling you it's easy at all. I never found it easy. I gave love to all. Right, he's wanting to come back to you now. So if you want to close your eyes once more, let him back by you. He wants to connect with you. To reaffirm your light so that you can shine brighter than the sun tonight. Tonight and always. It's energy through light and warmth that you need. I'm coming back around with the angels for thee. Let's sing close now with warmth and the energy of a cloak. To keep that brightness around you so no one can steal it. So you can't provoke. So if you've got that warmth, that love locked in, you beautiful souls, it's nice talking to you. It's not right where we begin. You're further along the ascension process. I'm only here to remind you of this tonight. So come on then, I'm coming inside the pure light. So look at yourselves inside now. Where do those energies come from? What are you holding that you no longer need? Why do you hold it? Do you still need it now? If you don't, let it go instead of making it you frown. You'll find that you most likely don't need any of the old stuff. So let it go. I'm here to help you carry it away, to give it away in a more suitable way. So as I approach you and I'm inside, get rid of the old so you have curiosity inside. Welcome the curiosity now and forever. Treat each future experience as a brand new endeavor. See how things change when you don't have preconceived limits. You'll have new outcomes. New outcomes to forever reach. Doesn't that sound beautiful? Together, when you call on me, we can help you seek. What I'm telling you is as you're cleansing your energy and you're letting me in close, brings new hope, new life. It brings you treasures that you can't even see. because anything and everything really are possible, you see. That's the real truth that you need to see inside. Everything and anything are possible for you. And yes, yes, I know you already knew. So open your heart and open up your mind, embracing the opportunity that's around you. It always has been. I'm not giving you that. I'm just showing you. Showing you. It's always around. And you're connected to it. So don't stay too close to the ground. Rise up high. Bring all that you can, all hope and vision. So anything is there for you. The doors are all open. Walk through whichever you want to. I send love to each and every one of you. Pass on what I've told you to others that listen, that ask you questions where the answers can come. Because they're inside of you. They already were. I've only reminded you, you see. So I'm sending love to all of you. For me. Just let him in close by you.
Always, oh, that's the way it should be.
I'll show you the portrait once more that he's done. And thank you, Amariah. I don't think I could possibly try and even sum up what he's just said in a better way. I think he probably chose a very good song to do that at the end there. So what I'll leave with you is another poem. I couldn't find the name of the author for this, but it's come from Family and Friend Poems, and it was written in 2009. Sliding down the Milky Way as the harvest moon lights the way. This starts my journey through the galaxy. My first stop, Gould's Belt at 20 degrees. It was Orion I first met there. With sword in hand, without a fear, while Scorpio and Carina sat at the atmosphere shore, discussing their next voyage, one I wanted to explore. I mentioned I was on a quest to see what the universe holds. When Carina looked at Scorpio and said it needed to be shown, at first I wondered what was meant, for it made no sense to me. But then Carina turned and said, "Would you like to join me at sea?" On the ship of Argo and Vita, as the sail, Carina keeled through the quake cut by Cetus, the giant whale, when far off in the distance, and much to my surprise, was Delphimus, the dolphin, signaling everything was all right. I pulled out my compass and noticed an awful flaw. When Carina said, "There is no east or west, my friend. We go by Keebler's law." So with each planetary motion, my light show soon began, with Jupiter and Saturn with rings of glistening bands. All the planets took their turn in showing off their luster, when all of a sudden, off to the side, particles started to cluster. Hues of greens, yellows, reds and blues all began to mingle, creating such a magnificent sight. My skin started to tingle. "This is a nebula," said Carina. "This is the core. This is the birthplace of the planets galore. Each planet started with just one spark, searing in its colours. The nebula makes each colour their own, all different from the others." "What about the planet there?" I said with a defying glare. "That planet's colours are all dim and black, with ugly fumes of soot and ash." Carina suddenly lost her braggadocious tone, and with sadness in her eyes, she said, "That is what you call home. At one time it was. I, Carina, that would sit throughout the night with hopes that I may catch one glimpse of your planet's awesome sight. Your blues, which you call oceans, the greens, which you call grass, the pinks and yellows of your skies sparkled like effervescent glass. The music that filled the air lulled us to sleep from birds I hear. What are birds? I do not know, other than colourful creatures with musical souls. Then gradually your planet started to dim. A thick black dust choked life from within. No longer do we hear the songbirds sing. What a horrible loss. What a horrible thing. No longer do the birds sing. No longer do the birds sing. Don't let it be like that. It's time for a new begin. Help the earth and all that are on it any way you can. With love, it is longing." So I'll leave that with you all. Take care. Lots of love. I'll be back online later. I should be home in an hour. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.